The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. Congratulations, all your little whiny little soccer fans. Ooh, you fell down because the Super League knocked you down and you laid on the ground and you needed a stretcher to be carried off.
What are you talking about? You were right there with us.
And like, all of a sudden now the Super League is done. No,
good.
I'm for big business, okay?
Good. I'm glad
that's
Super
what I'm
League
about.
Done.
Big business.
Dell, tell them all it took. It took for the fans to get up in an uproar. The fans in England went crazy.
Yeah, long-time congratulations.
Players went
crazy. Or UEFA paid those English teams off to leave.
Yeah, and then you had to also.
But yeah, they were paid off by UEFA.
Hey, if we pay you to leave, will you leave and then all the other teams will follow? Yeah, we'll do that.
Please.
Sure.
Yeah, this
we'll
is always been about money, guys. Hey, Americans, if we give you a giant sack, how does this work in your country?
Uh-huh.
A giant sack of cash is. Is it we usually do this at some type of parking garage, right? Is that how that works? We go to a parking garage.
Yeah.
Two cars meet. We're both tooled up. Is that what y'all say? And then we don't have to pull them out on each other, but in case something goes wrong.
Right.
And maybe somebody has a shooter hiding somewhere
else. Or maybe there's
else.
Somebody taking a Belfie in that parking garage.
Well, there's always someone taking a Belfie in a parking garage.
Yeah, that's true.
In UEFA, that's how you have to do it. Like, how do the Americans do it when there's a giant exchange of cash for something to happen? Because we know you have to have, how do you say, the bag? Yes.
Yes, the bag.
Everything has to have a bag.
Congratulations. So Super League is dead because of your whiny little biznatches. And now what was going
to
be
Super
a thriving enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You're not worried about the Glazers' money or
the Kroenke's money.
Yeah. All these American owners. Now, guess what? They're going to try to charge more prices for their NFL teams.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What's that going to mean to you?
We pay for it now.
What's that
going to
mean, to you with all your season tickets you buy from the Tampa Bay Bucks?
What if Cal was an owner in the APL?
Easy. He'd be an owner in the championship or League One.
Cal would have run Manchester United into League One, like the third division, really quickly.
That's not even Sunderland ended up there. Like, how the hell did we go from Premier League to League? We fell out of championship.
Cal would for sure not be.
Yeah. Cal would be.
Oh, no.
You want to know what he would be like? Go watch Sunderland Till I Die. It's a documentary about a Premier League team who's on the verge of relegation their whole season. I'm telling you, it's a really good documentary. It's a series.
Mm-hmm.
They follow this team that's on the verge of relegation, and you can see the fear and panic of the fans. They interview them. They're cussing, and they're pissed off.
I saw it already. It's called Ted Lasso.
No. This is Ted Lasso with nobody laughing. And nothing's funny. The owner's not kind of hot. And it's just, there's D-bag after D-bag trying to save the team in Premier League. And spoiler alert, they get relegated. And the next season follows them in their championship.
And they get relegated again?
And they're trying to get back up. You got to be 1-2, right? No. You top three.
One or two, and then if you're in 3-6 in a playoff.
Yeah, to get back up into Premier League, which is a ton of money. Like if you get relegated, you have to slash your roster. Good players don't want to play in the championship.
Yeah,
that's like saying, all right, guys, we're going to the Skeeters. What do you say, guys? They're not going to want to play in the Skeeters. They want to play in Major League Baseball. And so, people they bolt, and you can't afford it. Not as many. You can't charge as much for the tickets. So you go down there, they finish in the bottom three of that again, and they go down to the next lower level, and their whole fan base, like, I'm telling you, this is really, it's really a good documentary. Even if you don't care about soccer at all, watching the drama of a team, because relegation to me, I wish there was relegation in U.S. sports. I really do, because it would, like right now, the Rockets would be on the verge of relegation, and we'd be, yeah, we get this draft pick, but man, we're not even going to be in the NBA. They're going to be playing Peoria next year.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, so it all worked out for the best. There was huge crowds cheering, and it was,
how big a deal is that?
It was
England?
A big deal. It was a really big deal.
It's a really, really big deal. I think it'd be a really big deal here in pro sports, college sports, because it'd be a huge, massive deal if college football tried to do that with like 12 teams.
Yeah.
But because it would be 50 or 60 teams, it would not be as big a deal. It's going to happen. As a matter of fact, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. At some point.
Oh, it's going to happen. But it's a real big difference for East Carolina and Rice to be left out of a Super League of 68 teams in college football, as opposed to what they were doing there.
A ton of European teams with tradition, with massive tradition. Jake, it is very, very different. But make no mistake about it, because of money, and all of this has to do with money, the split was going to be because of money. They came back because of money, at least some of the teams. And college football is going to leave. They'll leave the other teams in the dust because of money. And the Southwest Conference abandoned because of money. All of this is always about money.
Yeah.
You never have enough. You got to get your hands on more and more, and then the coaches want more and more, and then this and that. It's never going to stop. I mean, there's always going to be – the greed will eventually crater it at some point. I do think gambling is going to be the next thing that adds more money to the coffers that will keep the golden goose laying the eggs for a while. Certainly in football, a $1 billion deal for three different Caesars – and FanDuel and DraftKings, all part of a $1 billion partnership with the NFL. The NFL's officially in now with gambling, and we knew this was coming.
Yeah, no. How about this? Just when this is happening here, how about this? The PGA Tour is implementing a $40 million bonus program that's going to reward the most popular players on the tour. The more you're on social media, like the main – who's ever like the most popular player on social media is just going to get $8 million from the PGA Tour. And then down the line, they're going to continue to pay guys, because the Saudi Arabia Premier League was going to offer huge money, guaranteed money to players. They don't get guaranteed money on the PGA Tour. The only guarantees they get are endorsements.
You telling me this is about – I just finished that segment, and you tell me this is about a bunch of money again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so the PGA, how about this?
See, the more you're out there, golfers don't play for the love of the game.
Yes, they do.
I know. While other people, like college football players, when college football players play because they love the sport and none of them get paid, then you have guys like golf who say, I'll go play in Saudi Arabia in some kind of, probably a giant domed.
He's not on very firm ground.
He's not about the people. No. He's not about the people. He definitely not about the players that are risking their lives every day.
Oh, you opened the segment. You're Mr. Big Business.
That's right.
I don't care about these. Give me a Super League and give me the money.
Players. That's what I'm about.
Hey, please help golfers make their bills.
Yes.
Now you're out here trying to help golfers scratch out a living.
That's right. You're damn right I am. You want them to all go to Saudi Arabia? No, thank you.
I wouldn't mind.
Look at Stuart Sink. Give me my $8 million.
Why did he just... Stuart Sink wouldn't take that picture.
Stuart Sink did not take a D-pick like that. What?
Give me my $8 million. Oh. Stuart, no one wants to see your wang. Put it away. This is not part of social media. That's actually going to get you banned from Instagram.
That's not... Oh, my gosh.
Here come the thongs.
He went right to...
Your wang. See? Here comes Brooks Koepka's thongs coming back out for his social
media. You are uncomfortably close to Stuart Sink's wang.
Is this where the thong comes out for Brooks Koepka again?
Oh my God.
So he can try to win $8 million. It's kind of like Big Brother. Could you just put golfers in a house?
No.
And we're just eliminate each other and the winner gets $8 million.
That is going to be funny though, like, Ricky Fowler sucks right now. He's
gonna
terrible.
Make a lot of money.
He's going to make all this money.
I'm sorry, just who is Ricky married to?
Allison Stokey. Yeah.
Thank you, babe. We're going to have to do some stuff now.
Oh, yeah, here.
We're going to have to get my...
Oh, no.
You're going to be in every shot from now on.
Yeah. No.
Get the bathing suits out. We're going bathing suit shopping. Ricky Fowler needs to become the most popular player. It ain't going to be Ricky Fowler shots that do it. It's going to be Allison Stokey shots that help Ricky Fowler. This is an easy recipe, right? Yeah, we all know that, right?
Well, but he's not the only one.
Oh, look
Paulina.
At Zach Johnson.
Oh, look at Paulina.
Yeah, look at Zach Johnson. Gee,
Dustin.
How did he get, Dustin Johnson. Gee, what? How did he get so popular?
Zach. Not Zach Johnson.
No, not Zach.
Not Zach. Yeah.
Who's the guy that Tim, the one who was slumped down that one time on a wall? Yeah.
Yeah.
No chance.
No chance. He's got zero chance.
The guy from here who cheated that one time.
Patrick Reed?
Yeah, Patrick Reed. No chance.
Whoa, no. Well, you know, and you know, Bryson DeChambeau is going to be up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the usual suspects will be up there.
Suns
money.
Out, guns
but this
out.
Is the way that they can guarantee
Bryson
money.
DeChambeau with the Suns out, guns out picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about Thong Boy? He's going to be popular, isn't he? With the ladies. Yeah, anyway.
Brooks Koepka, I said, Brooks Koepka is going to say, let me get the thongs back out. Is that where that comes from?
Yep.
Freddie said, exactly right. I love the PGA golf analogy with Big Brother. That's because Uncle Freddie loves the concept. Uncle Freddie tried to get in one of those shows.
I know he did.
Swear to God. He was like, wait, he submitted a videos of himself on those TikTok videos. He was down like to he obviously didn't get it, but Freddie was like
a group of
14. This was an international one.
Doesn't he want to have his own show where the cameras following him around all day?
Well, we can't, this stuff.
Yeah.
That's why Freddie likes a Big Brother.
In a chicken suit?
I say you eliminate.
Is he
going to
be in a chicken suit?
Take the worst golfers, put them on a Big Brother.
They already have it. It's called the Big Break. Golfers already have the Big Brother. It's called Big Break.
And are you
serious? Yes, and you get into a tournament if you win Big Break. Yes.
Wow. Of course there's I can't hate golf for that. This is the methodology. But this also shows you, I don't want to say desperation. It does feel a little bit desperate, but it's really more about thinking about today's society. What do we do so that people follow our sport? Well, we got to get on social media. Okay, then what do we do? Well, we have to get the most likes.
Yeah.
On social media, and we also need to do a reality show.
Well,
I can't hate golf for trying to stay.
Well, they're not doing a reality. Well, they've been doing a reality show, but the fact of the matter is they can't give guaranteed money just to the best players. So they said, "Well, here's how we'll do it." You know who's the most popular players? The best players. So guess what? We're going to give the money to the most popular players who create the most social media for us and for the tour
because
they deserve the money. Guess who it's going to be? The best players and Ricky Fowler.
It's always like that. Or whoever has the hottest wife or girlfriend.
Well,
that's the WAG element is a big deal.
It is a huge
deal. If you're a smaller golfer, but you got a smoke show girlfriend or wife, like, sorry, babe, do you want us to blow up on this? Is this going to be our glow up?
Because
it ain't going to be my 74 I keep hitting out there. I'm not making it yet.
No,
not making cuts. Hold on, babe. I'm going to immediately start. And then she's going to give
me. Whoa.
Workouts. No. Just workouts.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought
workouts.
You wishes you had this.
No. It's just workouts to get that.
We ain't doing that on the game tour. Going. We're not doing that on the tour.
Get that game right.
What we're doing, okay. Who do you think? Well, we got to talk about the Astros on the other side.
Who's got the lower batting average, Miles Straw, Kyle Tucker? Let's play that game.
I know who it is.
Who's got the lowest bet? Here's the game we need to play.
Guess what?
Did Kyle Tucker just get hot for a couple of weeks last year? Oh. If you look at the whole thing, has Kyle Tucker really not been a good baseball player other than a month?
Who has the lower batting average? And the answer might surprise you on the other side.
Ooh. What are the Astros over the last 10 games? The answer might destroy your morning.
No, it might not destroy.
And if you just woke up and you go, hey, did the Astros win, guys? We'll tell you here in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. And especially don't go anywhere if you've got Generator Supercenter that you're thinking about and you're like, man, I need to get that generator. Yeah, obviously. I told you that before the freeze. I told you that after the freeze. But that's a given. The Generac automatic standby generator, that's a given. But, you know, your chance to work for them is here. And Generator Supercenter said, Lance, we want you to talk about people being able to work for us and work with us. And that's what they've got right now. Generator Supercenter is so busy. They're so busy right now that they are hiring. And you can find out about how you can start working with them, whether it's for installations. Maybe you're going to be a helper with those installations. Maybe you are in sales and you want to see about working for sales. Go to the website at generatorsupercenter.com. That's generatorsupercenter.com. And go click the contact us button and ask about work, because they do have work. They've got jobs available and they want me to tell you about it. So if you're looking to change your career, or maybe you're looking for extra money, or maybe this is an opportunity because you've been out of work since pandemic started, guys, Generator Supercenter is the website that you need to check out. GeneratorSupercenter.com. It'll help you find your local business. And from there, you can reach out and find out how you could start working with GeneratorSupercenter.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hi, this is Hank from Rooster's Men's Grooming Center. Ready to take your appearance to the next level? Then you've got to try Rooster's Men's Grooming Center. Rooster's is much more than a barber shop. It's an affordable, luxury experience made for men. You'll relax in a big leather chair and choose from a precision haircut, beard trim, or our signature seven-step shave. Rooster's only hires the best barbers and stylists. Four locations to serve you in Westview, Cinco Ranch, Pearland, and Entanglewood at Voss and San Felipe. Go online and book your appointment today at roostersmgc.com.
Chuck Norris heard you were thirsty, so he punched the earth, made it cry, and bottled the tears. C4's natural artesian water is one of a kind. Dated back 23,000 years to the last ice age, C4's water is the smoothest, freshest, volcanically filtered water available. It comes directly from a sustainable aquifer deep beneath Chuck Norris's Lone Wolf Ridge. It's ice age water at its purest. Find this naturally high pH water at H-E-B, Kroger, Specs, Timewise, Circle K, and many other retailers.
Our estimates are based on prior results, which will vary depending on your specific circumstances. We do not guarantee that your debts will be resolved for a specific amount, percentage, or within a specific period of time. Our service is not available in all states, including New Jersey, and our fees may vary from state to state.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be. For free, call now. 800-852-1664. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 800-852-1664. That's 800-852-1664. Or go to freedomdebtrelief.com.
Texas Star Grill Shop is the place for the best grills at the best prices. And that includes Traeger, Napoleon, Big Green Egg, Weber, DCS, Blaze, and more. If you're ready to take your backyard grilling game to the next level, well, Texas Star Grill Shop starts with a great shopping experience, and their pitmasters can coach you into the best barbecue cook in the neighborhood. All four locations have their spring sale going on right now. Save money on your new grill, plus get free assembly and delivery. Go to TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. The Astros, man, they did hit the under on total runs scored. They were able.
And four and a half. You asked me how much, and I did this. Thumb down.
We said 4.5 in Colorado, the friendliest hitting ballpark in the history of ballparks, and they put up a 2 spot. Which, if you want to know the truth, that hit the over as far as I'm concerned. They were able to come through with 5 hits. Brantley had 3 of them in the 5th inning. Carlos Correa was able to, well, yeah, through 5 innings, I think they had 1 hit, and Brantley got the 2nd hit in the 6th, and Correa drove him in with a hit to right field in that 6th inning. 1 hit through 5 innings. Congratulations on just, and well, I don't know how you're going to hit a John Gray, though. I just don't know how you're going to hit a
John
Gray.
That's the answer.
That's the answer. That is the answer. You just can't hit a John Gray. And the bullpen, you want to talk about looking sharp.
Let me tell you something. Right now, the two enemies of the state are Brooks Raley and Joe Smith. They're equally terrible at this particular time. Joe Smith can't have he's given up 8 earned runs and eight innings or eight appearances. Joe is just really ineffective, but frankly, so is Raley.
Yeah.
They both are. Stanek is taking taking on some water. It's a concern.
Smith's got to go, got to go, got to
go. Yeah, Smith is.
And you know who else has to go?
Who?
Is Miles Straw. Because I don't. I joked yesterday, you could put Yordan in center field and it wouldn't matter. It literally would not matter. That dude does not get a break on a ball. Hey, how many balls are going to go over his head?
The other day, he took the step in and then goes back, and the ball goes off his glove. Last night, that was terrible.
Being played like a major leaguer. This should be an automatic.
A fast center fielder.
Well, I just assume since he's fast, he's a defensive specialist.
He's terrible.
And we know he can't hit. He's down to 200 now, which is actually way higher than I thought.
Well, and it's way higher than Kyle Tucker. But you know what? Put Yordan in center and let's go. And let's just you cannot continue to put Miles Straw in center field. You just can't do it. What's the sense of it?
Well, there was nothing that said that he, when we talked about who's your center fielder, everyone, Miles Straw, there's nothing in his background that tells you that Miles Straw should be locked into the position.
Well, locked in.
If he played well.
They had nothing else,
If he played well, that's fine. Yes. But there was nothing that should have led you to believe that he was definitely going to be the guy.
Well, did you see his spring training? He was awesome.
No.
Oh.
He got his shot.
Have you ever watched spring training, Lance?
He can't hit.
Okay.
How many
spring training games have you watched?
I listened to several when I was a 790, because if it would be a slow game, they never went into extra innings, but if it was a slow game, it would eat into me and Charlie's show when we did a show, and that meant we did less radio. So I'm always hoping, like, come on, let's rally, boys. Let's get a long inning going here. We could shave off sometime entire hours of a show, like an hour of a show with spring baseball. So I'm listening like, come on. Bum, 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 bum. Don't even know who the players are. Get a hit, Monty Bromstarstein.
Bromstarstein.
Come on, do it.
Monty Bromstarstein.
Kyle Pescatelli. Come on, make it happen.
Okay, we're making fun of the Italians now, trying out for spring
training?
Some
slappy Italian in spring training. Wow. Listen to 2013 Italian. Astros baseball.
You know what that'll get you?
I wonder where George Springer is.
In the neighborhood.
Wonder where George, if he's going to be brought up today. And every day, Charlie would be furious that George Springer wasn't an Astro. And now he's gone because of it, because they kept bullcorning. Why y'all bullcorning with my service time, Astros? Look what happens now. Now he plays for Toronto and he's hurt. James Harden, you leave Houston, you get hurt. Look at me, I'm Garrett Cole. Things aren't going the way I hoped they would last year or this year. We're off to a bad start for the Yankees. Oh, this isn't like when I was an Astro. Look at me, I'm George Springer. I've got two different injuries at the same time. Oh, look at me, I'm James Harden, and now I've got an indefinite injury where I got hurt too. I can't move. I got a big fat suit on. You leave Houston, and you're going to suck, period.
Whoa.
That's what happens.
Whoa.
These are your choices.
How did Chris Paul do?
He's all right. Well, that's because James, that wasn't his fault. James.
Okay.
But he wasn't a lifer. He wasn't a rocket lifer.
James is out indefinitely right now. Uh-huh. These are lifers.
Garrett Cole got great here.
He wasn't a lifer.
George Springer is kind of a lifer. James Harden got great here.
Yeah. Garrett Cole's quit 2 years
Chris Paul was a Hall of Famer before he got here.
Garrett Cole was a slappy before he got here.
He wasn't a lifer, though.
No. Yes, he was a lifer.
He wasn't.
The reason that he's Garrett Cole, that he got all the money, is because he was here.
Yeah.
Chris Paul was a Hall of Famer before he got here.
Yeah.
This was just a stop.
And he got kicked out. He got kicked out of the house. Garrett Cole was a stop. James kicked him out of the Big Brother house. He got voted out.
Look at Nolan Ryan. After he left here, nothing.
How did the Titans do when they left?
Nolan did.
What?
Yeah. That didn't count, though. This is the current thing going on. Oh, Marwin Gonzalez. No one ever talks about him anymore.
Nope.
Does he even play baseball?
Don't know.
Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton. Oh, I'm sorry. How'd that World Series appearance go for you, Charlie Morton, over in Tampa? Wow. Oh, that's right. You didn't get one.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's gone poorly for Charlie Morton
since he left? Prayers. Yeah. If you leave Houston, then Dallas Keuchel basically doesn't exist anymore. No one ever talks about him. No one ever cares about him. Although I think the Astros were fine that he left, but if you leave us of your own volition and you don't want to, if you force us to trade you as a city, then you can expect the Astro curse coming in. The Houston curse. James got a little taste of it. Oh, he's durable. Yeah, until he got the Houston curse put on him. Now, for the first time in a long time, James is out for a while.
He's terrible. Will Kyle Tucker ever get on base again? Miles Straw, Joe Smith, Brooks Raley, garbage. No, stop saying that, H-Down.
What were the names again?
Miles Straw, Joe Smith, Brooks Raley.
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
That's true. That is true. There was way too many white people on this team.
Well, it's...
Can't, yeah, McCormick can't play center field. Put McCormick in center field and get Straw on the... But Dusty
is so... No way Papa's okay with Straw. There's no way. He's from the old school where... Well, the old school was, if you were terrible, it didn't matter. You were locked in.
Remember
back in the 80s, 70s and 80s, and even into the... Well, with Houston Astros with Adam Everett. Like, I guess they're going Adam Everett. I guess every day is Adam Everett and Brad Ausmus, and then when Adam Everett is gonna, I guess Tim Bogard's there every day. I mean, is there anything they can do? Like, no, this is it. This is what we got.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we got every day. This is our roster.
Let's run Scott Service out there.
Is there anything we can do about this lineup? No, this is what it looks like.
That's it.
That's what Papa Dusty might be from that generation where he just goes, sorry, guys, this is our lineup. This is how we roll. Because there wasn't as much shuffling a lineup in the 70s and 80s.
Mm.
It was just when Papa played, it was just like, well, this is, you knew the lineup every day as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is what we got.
Did Lance Lerner just go off on people injuring themselves? Hello, pot. It's kettle.
No, I'm not jinx. I'm going off on people who got jinx.
You're the pot.
See, that guy missed.
And you didn't even have to leave Houston.
No. I'm not going off on people injuring themselves. I'm saying if you leave us, the Houston jinx is going to get you. You're going to get jinxed.
What's your
jinx? Well, guess what happened when you left me? Guess what happened? You got injured all over the place.
No, yeah, I wasn't injured until I came back.
Yep.
True.
Mobile, I came back.
No,
fell off a ladder.
You left
when I came back.
Yeah, when Mobile. You left Adam Clanton. That's what happened.
No,
he left the city and went to Mobile. What happened?
How about this? Yeah, but you also could say, ever since I came back to do a show with John, I've had multiple injuries.
Mm.
That's also accurate, too.
Well, that's because you left Adam. He gave you the Adam Clanton curse.
I was already with Matt Thomas for a full year.
Oh.
Really? Yeah, so you can't say that. And Matt Thomas was
now that's a curse.
Matt was a curse.
Now that's a curse.
I could be dealing with a Matt curse right now.
Yeah,
Matt didn't like it.
He didn't.
That became
like
such a big thing on the show that he was like really
he didn't.
Not a fan, I don't think. So much so that the producer would text me and goes, hey, to this day, Matt had this guy on the show today. He's out for a month.
Uh-huh.
Like if somebody had COVID, guess who Matt had on? Urquidy.
Yeah,
COVID.
It was real, that curse thing. Look how good Chandler Parsons was when he was a Rocket. And then?
Yeah.
What happened? How about
tell
that?
Tell me. Microfracture surgery?
Oh. How
about Olajuwon in
Toronto?
Toronto
like that dream?
Yeah. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Was that a good taste?
You mean the old who could barely play?
Yeah.
You think that's a Houston curse?
That was really before the Houston curse.
But, I mean, if you think about it, when players leave, and we can only hope James doesn't win a title, although they still have enough title. Their big three aren't really playing together because somebody's always hurt or taking a day off. But I do get the feeling that they'll have enough firepower to get through it all.
It would be unprecedented for a team who's played those guys who played so little together than go on and win.
I just call that Yao and Tracy.
Well, but do they really need time together?
That's just Yao
and Tracy Rockets. That's all that is. Where you
flitted
never
around
together
last year and barely played together, and then they caught theirs in the playoffs. So, I mean, it would be unlike anything ever done in the NBA for those two, the three to play so little together and then go on and win it all. It's never happened.
Yeah.
You need to find some continuity.
Well, they are the favorites still.
Yeah. As well, they should be, though. 728, LeBron's not going to be back for another couple, how long? Couple, 3 weeks? I mean, I mean, they're not much different. Of course, they have played together before.
Yeah, they won a title last year, these three.
Well, that season was 2 weeks long. I mean, so they've only got an additional 2 weeks on these guys.
And there are also other teams besides the Lakers and the Nets too who
are
play
there
together. Yes.
Are there?
Yes. In fact, the Lakers don't lead the conference.
If you watch ESPN, there's no other teams.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
I don't watch them.
728 ESPN 97.5. What I watch is hoops and listen, if you want your kid to be an NBA superstar, you gotta have a hoops goal. Because listen, you can lower the goal so they can actually reach it and dunk and then feel like they are NBA players. Now, they may not be athletic enough to have a 10-foot goal and dunk on that and all that stuff. You know what? That's probably the majority of all of us that we can't dunk on a 10-foot goal, which is why we lower the goal. It's America. We lower the goal and make it equal for everybody to go up and dunk. And you know what? That's what the kids want to do. They want to have fun. They don't. You know what? They're not going to go to the NBA, Dad. That is so. It is. It's basketball socialism. So we can all be the same. You know what? We can hang on the rim all day long. That's what the kids love to do, and you'll never break it. The tempered glass backboard, the stanchion that is unrustable, everything about it is the perfect goal. And there's one guy who makes it, and that's Keith Tate, and he's wonderful, and you'll love doing business with him. And oh, by the way, the assembly and the installation is second to none. So if you're looking for the best goal in the history of goals, there's one place to go. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
When it comes to starting your morning off right, Wendy's is always the best choice. And now that our sweet and savory honey butter chicken biscuit is only $1.99, you have no excuse to get your breakfast anywhere else. It's freshly prepared with sweet honey butter and all white meat chicken on a flaky biscuit. It's never been easier to steer clear of bad breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's and get the breakfast you deserve. The $1.99 honey butter chicken biscuit.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. A la carte only. Not valid in the combo.
This week at Macy's, save on the comfiest lineup. Update your relax at home and on the go rotation with 20 to 40% off select loungewear for him and her. And refresh your space and prep for warmer nights ahead with great deals on cozy bedding basics. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift card services and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 731 ESPN 97.5.
Let's let you Astros fans, if you want to jump in, 713.
Talk about what?
No. You're disgusted with the bullpen right now or the way the team is going? Maybe people want to see hitting? Some moves. Well, there needs to be some moves.
I mean, the offense went, hey, we scored a run. What do you guys want? What do you want?
Moves need to be made.
What?
That we've seen enough. There's some moves that need to be made.
Is Paw really going to make a move? What's Paw going
to
do?
No. James Click needs to make moves.
James Click, what?
Yeah. Yeah. You need to stop.
No.
James Click needs to do something. Hey, James. Mr. Click, are you, I'm taking a nap. Yeah, I know. So since you last went to sleep, I know we were 6-1. There's some things that have happened, and we're now 7-9. We may need you to get up and make some moves. Joe Smith, remember that guy who didn't play last year? Yeah, he's not really playing this year either. So he was actually more effective for us last year when he opted out. If you are a pitcher and you are better for your team when you opt out, that's a problem. More valuable. Joe Smith not pitching as an opt-out.
Oh, much more valuable.
Yeah, much more valuable.
No. What? Much more. What's his war? The replacement is going to be much better.
His
wins against replacement is zero.
Let me go check.
I know it's a negative.
Let me go check his war.
Okay, let's get Shannon in here. He wants to talk about Deshaun. What do you say, Shannon?
Good morning, fellas. Living a dream. Calling about Lance's Houston curse.
Yep.
I think he's onto something there because we got Deshaun Watson just wanting out. He's made it very clear that he wants out, and already his feelings in his wallet is hurt.
Am I wrong?
I can't imagine.
Am I wrong? It's struck in football, basketball,
and baseball. As soon as you want out, guess what happens? You don't get no money.
Double injuries. Deshaun Watson lost millions. James Harden. We'll see, but James Harden right now is injured. Mm-hmm. He's got an injury where he's out indefinitely now. So I'm just saying there are curses to be had.
I think you're onto something, and I think a Twitter list needs to start of people we want out of Houston and see if we can get something to happen with those people that we're wanting on the out list.
Yeah, that's going to be that's a little trickier to get people kicked out, but we can hey. You guys went out of Houston? Just say yes that you do. And at Joe Smith. By the way, how old do you think Joe Smith is?
Joe Smith is 33.
Joe Smith is 37.
37.
How about Joe Smith is ineffective because he's old?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, but Joe Smith has got to go.
You know how long Joe Smith has been in the league?
Sorry, Allie. Joe's got to go.
Do you know how long Joe Smith has been in the league, John?
Allie can support the family.
Yeah, they're fine. Do you know how long Joe Smith has been in the league?
42 years.
Year number 15.
15, yeah.
15 Guess years what? In the league of He's Joe tired. Smith. He's done.
And then, and you don't take a year off and then just say, wow, I'm going to go back and play baseball at 37. Yeah, that's a good idea. I beat it. I mean, he's awful. And you know what? Rayleigh's awful. But I knew Rayleigh coming over here. Rayleigh's not. Come on.
Well, he was never supposed to be. Last year, he had some moments where he's like, you know, he's okay.
No, he was Rayleigh. I mean.
This just may be.
He was always Rayleigh. He didn't fool nobody.
I'm looking for his war for you.
Rayleigh didn't fool anybody. He was always Rayleigh in Rayleigh's skin. He never changed.
Joe's war is minus 0.5.
Yeah.
It's his first minus ever.
Well, his wins against replacement. You know what? That means that somebody would be much better in the ball game than he would be.
Listen,
when you're
kids,
minus 0.5, you got to go.
I know I hear kids always talk about baseball's boring. And parents like, I don't want my kids playing baseball. That's a boring sport and blah, blah, blah. Joe Smith has made $45 million career. Mm-hmm. Do you want your kids to play baseball?
Yeah.
That man married Allie. That man married Allie LaForce.
Yeah.
He's got $45 million cash he's made over his career. He's had a career from his early 20s into damn near his 40s. I'm sorry. You guys might want to pick up a ball and a glove and start throwing sidearm.
Yeah.
Okay? Sidearm pitchers last forever.
From Laredo.
Yeah. Knee shack. Scrub at some point, and then all of a sudden he was an all-star. That's what happens.
Yep.
With sidearm guys, you never know.
And guess what he made? Tons. So all you got to do, and guess what? You ain't going to the NBA. I'm just saying, if you're sitting in your car thinking your kid's going to the NBA,
that's not happening. You got a better chance as a
much better.
As a subpar reliever can last for
eternity.
Do
you know how many parents like you are sitting in the car that are unathletic, that have kids in Major League Baseball? Most of them.
Yeah.
Most of them.
And those guys are way better than us, way more athletic. We know that, but that's not the point. We're trying to do an apples-to-apples comparison.
Right.
You're sitting there going, well, you know, my son, John, tells me if I lower the goal, I've got a chance for my kids to dunk.
No, he doesn't.
They'll be the next Zion. No.
No.
You need your kid to be the next Brooks Raley.
Right.
Because as much as we're ragging on your kid, can your kid take some heat for several million? Yes.
Yes.
You can. If you want to talk about my brisket and you want to give me millions, I'll let you say whatever you want all the time. It's great for multiple years. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. If I'm Joe Smith, like, Joe Smith was good in 19. Not. He was better in 20 when he didn't play. And in 21, this is not so good.
Yep. How about what happened to Art Briles, Kevin Sumlin, and Tom Herman when they left?
You tell me.
How'd it
go? Well, we know it went really bad for Art. Summy.
Well,
not
it
great.
Went good for a while, and then it went really bad.
Summy did get 3 contracts in 4 years.
He did, but
as a record,
well, he got
never
money, but he didn't exactly get a lot of wins.
No. Money's not everything. They'll tell you that too.
Tom Herman, how'd that work out at UT?
Not so good that I remember.
Nope.
Leave the city. Watch what happens.
See.
Leave the city.
Is this
Chameleonaire had a chance to invest in Uber and he turned it down?
Have you seen what Daniel Murillo sent?
No.
Whoa. Have you seen what Daniel Murillo sent?
I have not.
Okay, look at your Twitter and the Lone Ranger 77. I'm uncomfortably close to.
Oh, it's a wrestling.
It's like a wrestling
college
guy.
Wrestling. It's college wrestling. That happens in college wrestling, though.
I mean, he's rubbing all over his face. It's
that is that's intentional. Not, isn't
now
it?
I never want to wrestle. Now I'm never going to wrestle.
That's okay. An intentional move, too. You it can is. Tell. That guy's like.
He's like. Do you think?
Oh man!
Do you think Deshaun wants to wrestle now?
No.
No, those are guys involved, right?
Yeah.
You don't know that he's interested in
that. No, he's not. Doesn't want to wrestle. He's got a thing.
he likes to rub his stuff all over everybody.
It's not a wrestling thing.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Wow.
Allegedly likes to, right?
You
have to say allegedly again.
No. According to the people, he likes to rub his stuff.
What people?
Accusations.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's alleged accusations because Rusty Harden went out and said yesterday.
They were
the
all
day before
lying.
Yesterday. Let's see. All of them liars.
Yeah.
I thought, Rusty,
Rusty.
Sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
Rusty sure?
Said all of them. All of them.
Sure you want to be this sure, Rusty? Don't. It felt like Rusty is heat checking it a couple days ago. Like, they finally got a little win. Rusty walks in like Ric Flair cutting a promo. Grabs a microphone. And this is another thing for you to consider. No, it's more Dusty Rhodes. Here's another thing, Daddy. You think Deshaun touched them, but it didn't. 0-23 these cases are going to be. And when I get to Mid-South Coliseum, there's going to be no victories. None. Zero. There's not going to be one settlement, Daddy. They're going to go 0-23. I'll point out the names right now, and they're all eliminated. Because when Rusty gets going, it's always going to be the W. How, baby? No, Rusty.
He's
don't
not
do your Dusty Rhodes. There's probably going to be settlements. And no settlements, Daddy. We didn't come with any money to the party. You get nothing. Nobody gets fed today off of Rusty's checkbook. Well, Rusty gets paid. Deshaun, bring my money. Bring the money for Rusty, baby. It's almost assuredly, Rusty, you're going to have to pay a settlement. Okay? Quit telling everyone we're going 0-23.
Well,
you're heat checking this. You're heat checking this.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to get money off of Rusty Ward.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's Deshaun's money, Rusty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, technically, Rusty's correct. He won't be giving up any of money himself. He could say.
Yeah, I know.
He could say whatever.
Step into a retainer. Well, no, you've got a retainer.
Yeah.
Deshaun's going to pay. He's going to pay people. I'm still going to say over under Deshaun, $7.5 million.
Total cost, including Rusty's bills?
What do you think? $7.5 million.
Rusty?
Rusty's fee and payouts. Deshaun Watson, $7.5 million.
Oh, $7.5 million? I think it's a pretty good number.
I think it's a pretty good number.
Yeah.
Will he be paying Tony Busby? And will he be paying their fees as well?
No. Not if he beats him, no.
Listen, I didn't say beat. I said settle.
Well, settle. Yeah.
No,
it comes out of there. It comes out of the settlement.
Yes, Tony's
a third of the settlement.
Yeah,
it's a third of the settlement. So no, he won't be paying Tony Busby's, but Rusty's going to be about five. Rusty will be a good five.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I was thinking it's going to probably cost him. I was thinking actually, to be honest, I was thinking it might be more like 6 and 1.5. Like the most money's going to Rusty. Don't kid yourself. Rusty's getting a bigger.
Rusty's
chunk.
Getting bigger than
the settlement.
Yeah, Rusty.
I think so.
Rusty's
now
Rusty's making some cash.
Before I would have said, "Ooh, it's going to be pretty even."
Yeah.
Now,
why do you think so now? Because Rusty said because
he
are
Dusty
lying.
Rhodes. He came out there and went, "Look at all these names out here, Daddy."
So because Rusty did his BD energy and was like, "Look, all y'all lying. That's enough for you."
That was so strong when he went out there.
That's enough for
all
you.
All of them,
ladies and gentlemen of the jury of Twitter.
The Twitter jury.
I would like to address the Twitter jury here. I know. That's what he did. Like, it appears as though the names have come out and there are several names that have had consensual relations with my client. Case closed. Like, you can't close the case, Rusty. You can't just come to a microphone and say, all of them are lying.
Y'all
case
lying.
Closed.
Good day, sir.
All of them are lying. Good day, sir.
I'm not going to stand here and besmirch these women's names. But
besmirch.
But their social media, they have scrubbed their social. What does that say to you, good day, good sir? What does that say to you?
There was a curious photo of a behind. In a parking garage,
I believe,
she wasn't
with
in
a
the
small
lawsuit.
Floss. Good day, sir.
No,
she deleted it.
No, that's Tyler.
Well, that
Hero's
doesn't
girlfriend.
Mean anything, Rusty.
She's a charlatan.
Charlatan, I say.
How can you trust a woman that will take his, a belfie?
He comes out with his fan like you have to in the 1940s. You know, his To Kill a Mockingbird outfit, his seersucker suit. Got a little hat on. It appears as though my client has been railroaded. 0-23.
I believe this city knows something about 0-20s.
Yeah. What? Remember that time y'all was 0-27 from the 3-point line?
I was there.
Front row. And that was less scurrilous than what's happening to
my client. Case closed. All of them dismissed. Good day.
Sir, you're not the judge. Not,
yeah, you're these cases are still going on. Still, actually, no. You can't just yell out. No. You can't wear a seersucker suit and a hat. Yell out, good day, sir, and then say case closed.
Oh, how? Wait a minute. If he said that all settled, and he wears a seersucker suit with a hat.
That's just the biggest troll slash flex of all time. If he comes in with a seersucker suit.
Strud, wait a minute. If he's crip walking?
You ever seen the one where the pimp gets out of the car? It's a famous where he walks into some kind of, you've seen it, Dell. He's got a red suit on and you just see the right foot come out. Have you ever seen that when it's a gift that people play and he walks into, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a barber shop, if it's a restaurant, what it is. He walks in there. I've seen it sent out. If that's Rusty's energy, because that's the energy Rusty had when he finally got a W the other day. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh.
Y'all.
Every one of them.
I mean, I don't have proof on y'all, but y'all are lying. All
of
them.
I feel some liars in the house.
He had like preacher energy.
Can't trust those liars.
I believe there's a phrase for that. Yeah.
Thank you for holding back there and filtering, sir.
Look at John holding back a little bit.
John had that. John's rusty energy could get scary.
Definitely.
Hey, I want to tell you about TGS Insurance. Great company. They shop for A-rated insurance companies. If you have a B-rated insurance company, it's not so good. But an A-rated insurance company is what you have to have. It's what you should aspire to. It's what you need. I mean, it's bottom line. Your home matters, especially in a place where we have floods and hurricanes and wind damage, things like that. You want to make sure you go with an A-rated company. Now, TGS Insurance wants you to know that if you don't ever shop for your insurance, you're not out there looking for competitive insurance quotes, then you're going to sit there and pay top dollar all the time. And it doesn't matter if you stay with your same, oh, no, Lance, I already had a deal 5 years ago, and I still have bundles. These bundles are worthless. That's what they do. They get you with the bundle, and then several years later, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And all you have to do is go see my friends over at TGS Insurance. Now, you don't have to see them. You just text the word money to 232323, and you're good. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to get back with you within about 15 seconds, and then you can switch over your homeowner's insurance once you get that quote. Once you find out, like I've been telling you, that they're going to be a lot lower. I just had one the other day. We went for $1,500 below the previous cost for a listener of the show. You may find the same thing. Text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5.
It's post time at Sam Houston Race Park as live quarter horse racing returns this week on Friday, April 23rd. The action begins at 6:45 p.m. every Friday and Saturday night. Our Thursday afternoon racing program starts at 4 p.m. with happy hour from 5 to 7. For more information, go to shrp.com.
Hey guys, do you need a lawyer? There's only one guy to go to, my man, Lawyer Dave. If you've been in any kind of an accident, had any kind of problem with a hospital or a doctor, Lawyer Dave is the man to call. He practices everywhere in Texas, doesn't charge for his consultations, so give him a call and ask your questions. He doesn't get paid until you win. Based right here in Houston, but practices all over the great state of Texas, give him a call, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law or LawyerDave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on the show.
Case.
No, the case isn't closed.
You can shut down anything you want with a good old-fashioned case closed.
Mm. No.
Like this losing streak.
Huh?
I mean, well, like this losing way of baseball. How about the Astros are back? in this losing streak. And all losing ways are over. Case closed. There you go. I just got you a win today.
You think that there's Colorado. A win now today because
I do.
Oh, you think the bats will explode now.
Load up on over Astros runs.
So
what is it? 2.5?
It is two. It
no.
It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, honestly, when you can't score any runs, they suck. They just can't. They can't get a hit. They're terrible. I mean, talk about. You got to find a way. Now, I guess you can't get Yordan into, but you got to get Straw out of there. Straw's got to go, and some, you know, but put Tucker back in the leadoff. Instead of Tucker, he decided Straw would be a better idea at leadoff. Wow.
Miles Straw's a back end of the lineup automatic.
He's not even in, frankly,
Kyle Tucker's an automatic out. He's not even getting good at bats.
No.
You know, we do have to consider the fact that Tucker just get hot for a little spell. Last year,
well,
nothing else has been good,
and he's a minor league player.
Nothing else has been good for Kyle Tucker ever, other than he had a little run last year, like everyone did toward the end of the year. When has Kyle Tucker been good with the Astros? No other time other than that. Now, in evaluations, you call that grading the flashes. Like he flashed, so he's got that in him. We used to say that with Tyler White until we found about the trash cans, and it was like, oh yeah, Tyler White just was a virulent cheater.
Yeah.
They had Tyler White as one of the trash can. It literally sounded like an A's game where there's people banging on their homemade drums in the outfield. That's what it sounded like with Tyler White. Like he's the one who benefited more. He and Mariznick, I think it was, right? And Marwin were the three that had the most bangs.
Yes, the most bangs.
Shocking.
So I just saw, I was just reading an article, and it's a really nerd article about Carlos Correa versus Trevor Story. Which one you pay this offseason? Did you see that the Cubs actually offered $160 to $170 million to Baez, to Javi Baez? If Javi Baez is getting, I'm off on my Carlos Correa thing. If Javi Baez is getting $160 to $170 million, Carlos has got to be over $200 million then.
Oh, just you've been off on it. Look how high this is.
So I mean, it is. It's dumb. It's stupid. I'm. I guess I'm more conservative in the numbers I think players are
going to
get.
Well, you're just going off of the older numbers.
Not even older numbers. I'm just, yeah, I guess maybe it is older numbers, I guess. But holy crap. They're talking about Carlos. I guess it came to the conclusion with all these RWC2s and these OAAs and all of these UZRs. And, I mean, you want to talk about nerd. Holy crap. But they did come to the conclusion, first of all, Carlos Correa is not durable. And,
finally, the analytics is here.
Well, yeah, right. Right. Okay.
Thank God we got some numbers to put on this thing.
Yeah.
You guys with your eyeballs. You know what? Let me tell. It appears as though the humans are trying to use their eyeballs to try to tell us that Carlos Correa is not durable. Let me dig into the numbers. It appears as though lower plate appearances is the ultimate factor. Like, no, he has lower, but it's because he doesn't play.
Yeah.
His lower plate appearances. His numbers, plate appearances minus war, it doesn't matter. He doesn't play. He's not durable. Quit trying to tell me the numbers will tell you. Nerd. He's not going to be durable.
If you buy, I mean, your Carlos Correa Zips is, and it's a Z.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
And a Correa Steamer, his Zips is 5.0, and his Steamer is 4.1.
Look at the top. See if it says onion.com.
No, it's I not think the onion.
No, you're reading.
I'm
a,
telling you. And
you're
it's a capital article. Z with a small I and a capital P with a capital S.
You're saying these Zips nerds, and Steamers?
I mean, Zips and Steamers.
Does it say Cleveland Steamer in this?
No, there's not. It's not about a steamer on the. No, it's not about that. Carlos will be the better per game player moving forward, likely due to the age difference, which he's younger. He's a year and almost 2 years younger. Aside from the durability question, that is what Major League Baseball teams must determine when offering these players contracts. Who will be better over the next 7 years or so? I guess they came to the conclusion that Carlos, I guess they will be because his Zips and his Steamer is better, but they don't say how much he's going to make. I mean, this was a giant waste of my time, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that ours don't.
Too.
The number is going to be much higher than the Astros want to pay.
Yeah,
it's much higher. much power. This is Carlos's last year.
Tatis screwed the whole thing up. Tatis initially, and then secondarily, once Lindor got paid, it was like, well, this is over
now. Well,
because Carlos's agent, they have enough bargaining power.
But again, Lindor plays. Lindor is there.
Yeah, but Carlos is, we always have hope, and there's always hope with Carlos Correa. Everybody, as long as you have postseason and you have flashes, teams are going to pay for hope.
And you look at his average and you look at his OPS, which is Lindor. I mean, he and Lindor are identical in OPS over their careers.
Which I thought Lindor was higher.
He's not. He's not. Well, Carlos has got more pop. So Carlos is just enjoy Carlos's last year here because that's it. 755 ESPN 97.5. Spencer wants to talk about Dusty. Let's get him in here. Hey, Spencer.
Hey, guys. I called yesterday to complain about Dusty Baker, and you know, maybe I was a little too hard on him with the bullpen, but last night when Chandler Rome tweeted the Astros starting lineup, I thought he was joking. that Miles Straw is continuing to be in the everyday lineup, much less at the top of the lineup, and to put Kyle Tucker, who maybe he's just slumping or maybe he sucks, but to put him ahead of Yuli, I'm done. It's like Dusty's trying to get fired. And then at one point in the game, you're down by a run with a man on. And so who do you pinch hit? You have a choice between Abraham Toro, bless his heart, he's not a major league hitter, or Yordan Alvarez, who has more power than anyone who's ever lived.
The Toro thing made no sense.
I don't understand it. You got Chaz McCormick on the bench, who at least looks comfortable at the plate. Put him in center field. But Miles Straw is a terrible hitter, and the only way he can be in the lineup is if he plays elite defensively. And then last night after the game, Brian Abreu came out and says, yeah, Straw should have caught that ball. And so, you know, it's just... They're only 7-9. They're only 7-9. It's not over, but he's got to fix this fast. And I'm just ready to move on from him.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know what? But he'll run Miles Straw out there again in center field to botch more plays. I mean, you better be an elite. I mean, Jake Mariznick would have had how many? Springer would have had how many of those balls? I mean,
no, those are guys who played defense.
Yeah, you better be what you elite do. If you're going to hit like Straw does.
This is what you do. You better do it. You have one job. I don't even know what your one job. What's his job? It's probably just to play defense.
Play defense and try to get on and steal bases.
Yeah, but then that's more than one job.
Oh my!
If you have one job, it's to be a competent defensive player. Yeah. Not competent, to be a plus defensive player and shut down gaps because you have that speed. So. The range should be better with a Miles Straw, you think, because of the speed. But if you're misjudging balls off the bats, losing the ball in the sun is not... We saw it happen with George when he played the A's. We remember in the playoffs, George lost track of the ball in center field. I mean, that happens. But Miles Straw, you didn't win... Yeah, there's one of the pimp moves. You didn't win the... You've never won an MVP of a World Series. We don't have the same love for you.
No.
George can lose a ball in the sun because we know he's going to bomb one out in the eighth inning at some point and take the lead. Miles Straw, you got to be pretty much perfect on the base paths and in the field because you don't have hitting to fall back on. And Kyle Tucker now doesn't really have hitting to fall back on. So that's really getting frustrated. We were already counting Kyle Tucker as the next, well, you know, Springer's gone, but Tucker.
Huh? Yeah, look at Tucker.
That's how you end up 7-9.
All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. When we come back, we'll tell you how Lance is actually moving. Lance is moving.
Me?
Yes.
Oh,
Lance Zierlein is actually moving next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Okay.
In the meantime, though.
I really can't wait to listen to this segment either.
Mm-hmm.
To find out what happens. So Lance Z Cars is where you can find the different offers at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I've told you about there's different programs for the GMC side, the Buick side, and the Chevy side. They've all got different ones. The Buick Envision, which is one of the crossover vehicles right now, they've got a $2,700 cash, or rather a purchase allowance on that one. You've got deals going on right now with 17% off MSRP cash back up to that. That would be on, come back here. Where is it? The Chevy Trax. You got 15% off the Equinox. You've got 10% off the Traverse. I love my Traverse. You got a Chevy Trailblazer. If you're looking for a Trailblazer that has 10% off of MSRP cash back. They've got a lot of different programs for a lot of different vehicles now. I've never seen this many programs for this many vehicles. Go to LanceZCars.com. This could be the time where your lease or purchase, it's time for you to make that call. Just like I did a couple years ago, now is finally the time. Go to LanceZCars.com. It's Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast, Chevrolet, and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.